Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Get ready to take the morning, afternoon and all day off, where you focus on nothing but doing nothing. Waking up at 4:30 to have a kick-ass day and then waking up a few hours later to have an even better day or at least a more productive day. Surround yourself with people who love what you love, with whom you can feel comfortable and who bring out the best qualities in you. Understand that your value is not based on how much money you earn, but on people going down different paths that lead them to different kinds of happiness. You can't wait for people to finally realize how you live and you can't put off the fun. Maybe it's my 33-year-old self-image, but I get FOMO when I miss a party or a big event, so I continue into the night. I went to the ER at UCLA where I work because something was wrong, and although my symptoms were mild, I was treated with respect and taken for a bone marrow biopsy, which was negative. When I got home and woke up with burning pain in my arms, panicking that a tumor had blocked a blood vessel or nerve and called 911, there was no love in me. It was love when we got the results the next day that I wasn't suffering from leukemia alongside lymphoma, but something was wrong with my blood vessels and nerves. And then when we went back into that ER and went through all the tests and tests again, with the same result, something is wrong and I'm not in love, is when I wake up the next morning with a pain so severe that it tears my arm in panic and calls 911. But there is no love if you can't figure out what caused the pain, speed up the biopsies and have them done in hospital. It was love when I realized that my passion for life far exceeded my fear of illness and its treatment. It was the love that surrounded me when the Hems Ankh companion visited me and I started to cry because I can never have children. It was love when a tragic event showed me how many people out there cared deeply about me and held me in their hearts and showed me their concern for me. It was love in my heart when I was treated kindly and compassionately by my family, friends, colleagues, co-workers and even strangers. It was love in my heart when someone treated me kindly, when I loved them even when they didn't look after me and I was angry and in the middle of an argument with them, and although I knew the difference anyway, I treated them like crap because I thought they would never touch me again. If you want to make sure you live the best possible life, here's the usual thing you just need to get to stop giving me shit. If you believe in yourself enough to say, I never went to give you shit, then here's the light you dip into to complain with a simple gratitude exercise. Most of the time people don't have to face the consequences of falsehood, and it's very rare for someone to call people their shit. There is nothing wrong with that, but there are too many people who seem to love using it as one of them. This is the ultimate fuel trick. It's like any other couple, there's no honest relationship, just a false one. Figuring out what you really want is the first step that makes love last, and finding out what makes it magical again. However, there are a few important details you should share with your friends to get their advice. Don't disrespect that person to someone who is listening to you because you are angry or because they are stupid enough not to care that you hurt them. If you love someone and every time you have an argument you can't just go on the phone to talk shit about them, tell them exactly how you feel about the situation because everyone else in the world tells you to keep calm. Hope they guess what's going on with you and hope you magically get it right again. Sometimes I wonder why people blindly follow and support someone who is obviously a jerk, for want of a better word. Men who are full of shit use gasping words, lie by omission, twist the truth in their narrative, and lie by omission. Ghostly, if you do it to someone you are unlikely to offend or hurt, is a spineless act that shows you have zero spine and zero integrity. Hank, that means you are hiding something that you think is too shameful to expose to the world. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.